Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Vee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. If the cold weather got to you over the weekend, here's some good news. Starting last week, the days are getting longer. More and more sunshine each day. Yeah, we're just starting winter. We have a few months to go of cold weather, but the days will start getting longer. So that's always good news as we think about the new year. Hey, speaking of the new year, you know, tomorrow, of course, is New Year's Eve. And we know a lot of our friends and our listeners will be celebrating sometimes a little bit too much. If you happen to be in a restaurant or a bar and you're over-imbibing a little bit, or you think you just want to play it on the safe side, which is always a good thing, keep in mind, do the right thing. This is going on through 6 a.m. Wednesday. You can get a safe ride home for free, but you do have to see your server or bartender for details. Just ask your server or bartender to do the ride thing. What they will do is they will arrange for grab a cab taxi service to pull up to the bar or restaurant, give you a free ride home. Just you, nobody else, one person at a time, but you must mention do the ride thing. This is a community holiday service from Grab a Cab Taxi Service, Finley Toyota of Prescott, Bucky's and Yavapai's Casinos, SignalsAZ.com, our friends at Hensley Beverage Company, and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. Do not miss that, and keep it a safe and fun New Year's Eve as you watch the boot drop down on Whiskey Row. Well, big show today. We're going to talk about a very pertinent topic, your year-end taxes, because coming up January 20th at Gateway Mall, there's going to be a free service for qualified individuals. It's sponsored by AARP. It's called AARP Tax Aid. It's free tax preparation from professionals to help with many kinds of federal and state tax returns. We'll be talking in just a few minutes with Janelle Rydell and Louise Weeks. They administer that program. Then, about 12 days later, or maybe 10 days later, that will spread to other locations around the Quad Cities. And we'll be talking about those in just a moment. Well, this is Monday. That means, of course, Tuesday Night Classics tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Monty Python's Life of Brian. Monty Python's satire of religion and Hollywood's epic films set in 33 AD, Judea, where the exasperated Romans try to impose order. A time of chaos and change, with no shortage of messiahs and followers willing to believe them. At its center is Brian Cohen, born in Bethlehem in a stable next door, who by a series of absurd circumstances is caught up in the new religion and reluctantly mistaken for the promised Messiah as they question everything and everyone from ex-lepers, Pontius Pilate, and haggling to revolutionaries, crazy prophets, religious fanaticism, Roman centurions, and crucifixion, forever changing our biblical view and offending everybody in the theater. That is Monty Python's Life of Brian. Only $5 at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And the Prescott Elks Theater will resume their classic movies on Wednesday nights and on Sunday afternoons. Their first performance, our first screening, will be on Sunday, January 26th. That will be Mary Poppins coming up at 3 o'clock on Sunday, January 26th. And other movies in the Prescott Elks series, classic series, include the Fred McMurray, Barbara Stanwyck film noir, Double Indemnity, Stand By Me, Dr. Zhivago, Sleepless in Seattle, Monty Python and the Meaning of Life, and so many more. So, good movie news coming up. Man, we got some great films showing right now at the Harkins 14. The Academy Award nominations will be coming out on, I believe, Sunday the 9th of January. The ballots go out 5 days earlier to the Academy members, but the nominations will be announced on the 9th. This might be the first time we get 10 Best Picture nominees. Now, About 10 or 15 years ago, the Academy changed the rules to increase the number of Best Picture nominees from 5 to as many as 10. There have never yet been 10. There might be this year. You know, anybody who says this has been a bad year for movies, they haven't been to the movie theater. There are some terrific films that have been running all year long, and especially this time of year, because they want to be fresh in the Academy voters' minds. There are so many good ones just at the Harkins right now. You've got Little Women, Uncut Gems. Yes, the Adam Sandler film. He really is very good in it. Bombshell, Richard Jewell, Knives Out, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Ford versus Ferrari, and just a few weeks ago, they also had Hustlers, Jojo Rabbit, and I hope once the Oscar nominations come out, they'll be able to rerun some of those titles that ran before, and maybe even Netflix will release some of the movies they've made, because The Irishman, The Two Popes, and Marriage Story, all on Netflix, will probably get Oscar nominations, and I hope they'll be released to movie theaters, and if they are, you can bet that our friends at the Harkins Theaters will show those. Well, what a wild day to watch football yesterday. Wow! The Miami Dolphins, who started the season 0-7, knocked the Patriots out of their bye week in the playoffs by beating them in New England. Who could have guessed that? I think the Patriots were 16-point favorites. San Francisco literally won by inches on the final play of the game at Seattle. They will have a bye week. The Cleveland Browns, who were favored by Sports Illustrated in their preseason issue to go to the Super Bowl, ended up not only with a losing record, but they were beaten yesterday by the 1-14 Cincinnati Bengals. And then the Browns fired their head coach, the longtime former Cardinals assistant, Freddie Kitchens. Well, more coaching firings are sure to follow today and tomorrow. They call this Black Monday, when coaches find out that NFL means not for long. Well, we're going to talk about free tax preparation with Louise Weeks and Janelle Rydell coming up on today's Q&A in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Great. Grandpa Gettle here wishing you season's greetings. This is the time of year when foremost on our minds are the special relationships that we share with family, neighbors, and the community. Memories of yesteryear, grandkids wrestling in the snow, hot apple cider by the fireplace, grandma's cherry pie. Special time, special meaning, special memories. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical was founded upon these good old family values, and my grandsons, Adam and Ted, have always considered it a privilege to serve the community through their business practice. That's the Gettle's family tradition, helping others, doing the right thing always. On behalf of the Gettle's High Desert Mechanical family, we look forward to bringing you and yours year-round comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Warm holiday blessings from the Gettle's High Desert Mechanical family. For heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, don't settle. Get Gettle's. Visit GettlesHDM.com or call 772-2751.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 212. We have Louise Weeks and Janelle Rydell here on behalf of AARP Tax Aid. I'll ask Janelle first, describe for our listeners what AARP Tax Aid is all about.
It's a program that the Internal Revenue Service and AARP jointly fund to provide community service for tax preparation and e-file.
Mm-hmm.
There's no age restrictions. There's no income restrictions. And it's open to everyone in the community from birth to death.
Oh, wow. So it's not just seniors and not just low-income people, right?
No, there's no membership requirement to AARP, so anybody can come.
Mm-hmm. And Louise, tell us what kinds of tax returns you're most likely to have your professionals work on, and what kinds of tax returns you might not be able to.
Well, we can do a wide variety of tax returns.
Let me lift your arm there a little bit. There you go. Okay. We're having a little technical issue here. We'll be okay.
We do a wide variety of tax returns. Pretty much the only returns we can't do is people with rental properties, complex brokerage situations, and
that's pretty much
I think that's pretty much it.
Now, you're not going to be doing business returns, right?
No. We do self-employed, though.
Self-employed is okay. All right. And now let me ask, first of all, your first location will be opening up on January 20th, correct?
Correct.
And that will be where?
It's located at the Gateway Mall on the Sears end of the building, and we're in Suite 374. There's a big sign that says mm-hmm. AARP Tax Foundation. So.
And who are the people who are doing the tax preparation?
We have a lot of volunteers. This year we have 58 on schedule.
Whoa.
So they all come in, and we're open 6 days a week from 8 to 5, so it's pretty busy.
And coming up, I believe, in February, you'll be opening up one in Chino Valley. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So let me ask each of you how you first got involved with the tax preparation, tax aid service. Let me start with Louise.
Well, I have worked primarily as an accountant through my career,
mm-hmm.
and it was always something I wanted to do as part of giving back. And I actually signed up two other times, and then some situations made it so I could not. And so when we moved back to Prescott, then I seized the opportunity, and so this is my third year.
Very nice. Now, when you were a student in school, were you specializing in math and accounting, things like that?
In college, yeah. I went for an accounting degree. I originally started on the nursing track.
Really?
But I was a little more interested in the numbers.
And in the numbers, when you're doing tax returns, do you find yourself playing a little bit of detective, making sure why these things balance and why they don't?
Sometimes, yes, because we do have an interview process, and you kind of chat people up a little bit, and, we're really trying to find additional ways to help people reduce mm-hmm. their tax liability, and usually just some questions and answers is the way to get that done.
Now, I've chatted before with tax preparation professionals here, and they always tell me their nightmare is somebody who comes in at 3 o'clock on April 15th with three boxes, three file boxes of stuff. You don't want that, do you?
Well, not on April 15th, no. If they come in with their boxes, we're going to give them a blank paper that's got some boxes on it, and they're going to have to add their own stuff up.
Sure. So let me ask Janelle, before someone even visits your tax aid service, what should they bring with them?
Well, we have a list of items that we want them to bring, mostly their, to add up their medical information and get that on the list, and any of their charitable contributions. The government's made it kind of convenient by taking away a majority of the itemized deductions.
That was a big change, yeah.
That was a huge change for us. So, and raising that standard deduction has reduced a considerable amount of people who will itemize. And the state followed suit this year, so I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of people in coming in that will find that itemizing is their best way to go.
And because of the itemizing change, do you find nonprofits hurting a little bit more?
No, the state kind of stepped in there as well, and they provided a 25% additional amount on top of your standard deduction. So that will encourage donations, I think.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the state and generosity, that Arizona tax credit goes a long way, doesn't it, Louise?
Yes, I was going to mention that if you didn't.
Yeah, that's really good to have because we have nonprofits calling us all the time saying, please mention the tax credit. In fact, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have Brad Newman from Yavapai Exceptional Industries, and Brad will tell you all about that, too, as it applies to him. So are you going to take appointments for this service?
Not at the Gateway Mall, we don't. And at the Chino site, we will not as well. We have a situation with the mall is we're there to create foot traffic, and making appointments doesn't do that.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Since you're not taking appointments, what, in your experience in doing this in previous years, if you want to avoid a long line, what's the best time to come?
6:30 in the morning.
Really?
Normally when I get there at 6:30, there will be people waiting in their lounge chairs out front. So
no
they bring
kidding.
Their they bring their own chairs.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, yeah. We do about 100 to 120 people a day.
A day.
So
wow.
They get there early, and the deal is that they come, they walk, they sign in, we take their cell phone number, and if they need to go for a walk or go shopping or get something to eat, then we call them when it's their turn, and back they come.
Now, the location you mentioned already that's going to open up January 20th at the Gateway Mall next to Sears, where is the location in Chino Valley, and where do you park?
The Chino Valley site is located at the library, and there's plenty of parking out front, and they'll go in the side door because we've made arrangements to utilize some of the space over on that side. And then they'll go in and meet up with a greeter and get started.
And that'll be starting February 5th, right?
Correct.
So let me ask you this. How in the world do your preparers manage to keep up with the tax code? Because I've heard so many stories about how many pages the tax code runs. How can you possibly keep up?
Well, we have an extensive training. And we actually, this year, I believe we started in September. And each month, September, October, November, and December, covered some different topics. And people could just let us know what day they were coming so that, you know, weren't overbooked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of go over everything. And then there's a lot of workbooks, like sample exercises. And that's all in preparation for our official training, which starts next week.
Wow. And the training for your agents goes for how long? Before the year or before the clinics open?
Well, the early training starts in September, runs through the end of the year. And then our official training is the first couple weeks in January. And then because we're at the mall, we are open year round.
Mm-hmm.
So people can, like our preparers, could come in and work on stuff, or if they don't understand something, we can give them some little more specialized help.
Sure. Are you still in need of volunteers to do the tax prep?
Only I need a few greeters out in Chino, but for the most part, our space is full. 6 days a week, we have 11 preparers at the Gateway, and that's all we can accommodate based on space. And then we have five spaces to accommodate out in Chino, and we have those filled.
And we are talking with Janelle Rydell and Louise Weeks about the AARP Tax Aid Program, Free Tax Preparation. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up with them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
This December at Lamb Nissan, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card with the purchase of any new 2019 Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We have over 50 heavily discounted 2019 Nissans remaining. And if you take delivery by December 31st, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card. This offer can be combined with all other advertised specials. Drive a 2019 Rogue, originally $32,165, for only $26,195. A 2019 Crew Cab 4x4 Frontier was $30,535, now only $26,700. Or a 2019 Kicks, originally was $20,075, now only $17,601. Plus, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KC821911, VN764531, KL563730. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax on a license dock fee and 385 3M package. Offer valid on in-stock 2019 units and cannot be applied to past purchases. Expires 12/31/19.
Hi, I'm Bob Bean at Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have year-end sales often, but our manufacturers have offered us some amazing factory incentives on 2019 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We're starting with models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, saves you big money. Don't miss this chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at a guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find you the perfect match. Visit us online anytime at AffinityRV.com to see how much you can save on each model. Or stop by any Affinity RV location on Willow Creek Road in Prescott and Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Seize the day and save up to 40% while these RVs last, only at Affinity RV.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 224 with Janelle Rydell and Louise Weeks. They are part of the AARP Tax Aid Free Tax Preparation Service for individuals that will be opening up on January 20th at the Gateway Mall near Sears, and also February 5th in Chino Valley at the library. So let me ask Janelle, do you have to be a member of AARP to take advantage of this?
No, that's one of the unique things about the program. Because it's partially funded by the Internal Revenue Service, there's no discrimination and no enrollment required.
And I think it's really cool. There's no age or income requirement either, is there?
Nope, there's not.
See, I was expecting a low-income, seniors-only thing, so this is a pleasant surprise, mm-hmm. And I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. Do you have to be retired?
No, you don't have to be retired. We have people who work and they come in on Saturdays, or sometimes we can get them in early on a weekday. But nope, anybody who wants to use the service is welcome to use it.
Now, when you go for this service, if you're married, should you bring your spouse with you?
No, not if you want a peaceful time. I think you're going to leave them home.
Where'd that money come from? Yes, of course.
No, only one of them
Janelle
is required.
Janelle has a nice sense of humor. I like that.
Only one is required to be there for the completion of the tax return.
Now, I've spoken, like I've said before, I've spoken with tax preparers before, and we went over this. In fact, I've spoken with an IRS agent, Brian Watson, who's here every year to talk about these things. And he stresses when you're looking for a tax preparer, there are certain red flags that go off. If you ever hear a tax preparer say, I can guarantee you a certain refund, or if they just take your word for it and don't require documentation, run, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, we have a form, all the forms for them to fill out ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But we do kind of look at them and say, we would like to see the proof behind some of this, especially the Arizona tax credit money, because that's a dollar for dollar.
Yeah.
We want to see where it came from. And there are special codes now that the state has implemented, so they can't get away with it quite so fast.
Louise, I asked you before about your background, what got you involved in this. How about you, Janelle? What kind of background did you have that got you into this?
Well, I worked for the federal government in accounting throughout DOD, and then I worked for the Internal Revenue Service prior mm-hmm. to retirement. And I decided that they gave us an opportunity to learn how to do the taxes, and I worked in taxpayer advocacy, so that really helped me in my line of work. So mm-hmm. it became a program that I fully support and believe in. And 38 years later, here I am.
Isn't that something? And I bet when the person sitting next to you on the plane finds out you work for the IRS, things get real quiet, don't they?
Well, if you take the book out and begin to read, they leave you alone.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you said that because, as I've mentioned with Brian Watson, the IRS investigator I interview all the time, as long as you keep yourself open and transparent with the IRS, you really have nothing to fear, correct?
Correct. I mean, the only people who get in trouble are the people who cheat.
Yep.
And the rest of the people are left, they leave them alone.
And, you know, I have had, because I had some financial setbacks years ago, and I couldn't pay my back taxes for a while, they insisted, let us know your situation. If I couldn't pay for a few months, I'd tell them so. And when we got back on the phone together, they'd say, what kind of payments can you make every month? You know, and they work with me every single time. You'll never hear me complain about that because I was completely open with them and they were with me. But I think it's really important because in this area where we get so many scam operations trying to target seniors, that the IRS will never knock on your door or call you and threaten you. They will send you a letter with a reference number if there's any issue, correct?
That is correct. One of the things that I get the phone calls all the time, which I find very interesting and enjoyable to lead them on for 45 minutes and keep them on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
But when they tell you to go to the bank, don't hang up the phone, go to Target, get the cards, read me the numbers off the back, you know it's a scam because the IRS doesn't ask you for that.
And the thing that gets me is the scammers will call and say, we need to be paid in iTunes cards.
Mm-hmm.
Who on earth takes iTunes cards for payment, but people will do it
because
they get under the ether and they're scared and everything else, right?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's unfortunate.
Now, let me ask you this. What if you get somebody who, say, hasn't filed a return for a few years?
Well, luckily for them, we are capable and willing to do the returns for the prior years and bring them into compliance so that the IRS will then leave them be.
Mm-hmm. Janelle, Louise, let me ask you this. For the last couple of years, I tried going on to a couple of the online so-called free tax preparation services. And then at the very end, all of a sudden, there was a charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, you have led me on this far. Why did you do that? And what really got me was I couldn't even file it. They wouldn't register the return until I had come up with either my password from last year's return or my taxable income from last year's return. You guys are a little easier, aren't you?
Yes, and I have seen that. And some of that is you might have got far enough where they're just trying to verify that you're filing this year
mm-hmm.
for you, and only probably you are going to know what that information was last year. But we do see that in preparing that people might have filed last year just going online. They didn't save anything. They didn't print anything out. And it really makes it a little bit of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. In your experience, what are some of the biggest mistakes people make in terms of their documentation, in terms of their financial organization, when it comes to tax time?
I think sometimes it's just overwhelming knowing what to save or not to save. Mm-hmm. And one nice thing about when they come to AARP is their interview sheet and all their supplemental documentation and a copy of their return, because we are an e-file site, but a copy of their return all goes into a big envelope that has the year marked and some other information. And we just tell people to, you know, put that, you know, bring it back next year and, you know, start a new envelope with similar types of stuff.
And you're doing both federal and state tax returns, correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
No, and no charge?
No charge. And we can do, you know, part year if somebody moved here, or if they have, like, we see a lot of people that draw retirement from other states, mm-hmm. and they're still having state withholding from the other state. And so we can do those non-resident state returns to get that withholding back for them. And we can go back. I believe we can do prior years on those, too, if people are a little behind.
Mm-hmm. But one of the things you're not going to be working on is people who have rental property income, correct?
Yes.
We do want to keep
no
that
rentals,
clear.
No Airbnbs.
Ah, there you go.
Or the vacation rentals.
What are some of the special considerations that make that not doable? Is that really complicated or what?
It's considered out of scope for us with
depreciation.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the big
okay.
one. The depreciation is a circumstance where they have to reclaim it when they sell the property,
mm-hmm.
and the IRS doesn't want us involved in that.
There you go. In fact, Janelle, you were mentioning during the break that there were some law changes in the last several years, and we mentioned Social Security numbers and stuff like that. Tell our listeners that story.
Well, and when I worked for the Internal Revenue Service, the first year I was there was we had the big euthanasia circumstance where everybody had to start getting Social Security numbers so you could no longer claim your dog, your cat, your fish, your neighbors. So a lot of the people just vanished. We don't know where they went. But the IRS...
And thus the euthanasia, right?
It was. The IRS had determined at that time that if you took the population of Canada, the United States, and Mexico, you didn't come up with that many people. So they had to figure out a way to actually determine who actually lived in the United States or were being claimed in Canada or in Mexico, but not everybody.
Are you telling me some people cheat?
Well, on occasion.
Just on occasion.
Not often, but on occasion.
You know, back in the early and mid-80s, I was moonlighting waiting tables. Those were the good old days. Mm-hmm. That was before we had to start reporting tips and before the IRS started declaring, I think it was 8% of our sales was considered income and
correct.
Stuff. So. Yeah, we had some pretty good cash outlays in those days, but they finally caught up with us, as they always will. Before we go, we're going to take a break here for news and weather. In the meantime, we're going to come back and talk more with you in just a minute. Is there a website or a phone number where people can learn more about AARP Tax Aid?
There is a national website. We don't have a local one, but they can always call our tax site office at 928-277-1560. And we'll answer their questions.
And I understand that statewide last year, you assisted almost 65,000 taxpayers filing almost 49,000 returns. That produced a net return of $26 million into the Arizona economy because of the work of 35,000 volunteers operating in 7,000 AARP tax aid sites nationwide, helping 2.6 million taxpayers annually to file their federal, state, and local returns at no charge. This is truly amazing. And we will come back with more from Janelle and Louise in just a few minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
I'll be there.
Hi,
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 30th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. To ring in the new year, Maricopa County Animal Care and Control is getting ready to host another Calming the Canines event at both of its shelters on December 31st. Spokesperson Jose Santiago says animals become stressed out by fireworks on New Year's Eve.
They, of course, hear things in a much louder decibel than we as humans do. So we were noticing that they were physically making themselves sick because of the noises that they were hearing and not knowing where they were coming from.
Anyone can volunteer to sit with an animal on New Year's Eve from 11 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. at either Phoenix shelter.
People will come into either shelter. They will go through a brief orientation, the do's, the don'ts, what the goal is for the evening.
As a thank you, volunteers will receive a voucher that will give them 50% off any animal they adopt. Partly sunny, warming only to about 43 today and tomorrow in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a mostly cloudy 25, warming New Year's Day through Friday to the sunny mid to upper 40s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a partly sunny 47 today, the low 50s tomorrow through Thursday, up to 56 Friday, chilling after bedtime tonight to about 31. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Have you looked at your investments and asked yourself, should I sell and lock in my gains or just hold on and hope for the best? Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. This and other questions I hear every day, but unfortunately, all too often these decisions are made on emotion and not logic. So how do you take emotion out of your financial decisions? To start, you have to have a plan. Let me help you start making sound decisions. Call me at 480-991-1055. Schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Let's discuss and discover the right plan for you to create a successful financial outcome. That's 480-991-1055. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 241 with Janelle Rydell and Louise Weeks. They are operating the AARP tax aid in the Quad Cities, opening up January 20th at Gateway Mall and February 5th at the library in Chino Valley. Janelle and Louise, one of the things that always throws people who try and do their own taxes, things like credits and exemptions. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the exemptions have all disappeared, so that makes it pretty easy. And the Arizona decided to follow suit this year. They got rid of them as well. So there's just a standard deduction, and it's all one big ball of wax. But the credits are a different thing. The credits that were most commonly missed are the property tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
And seniors or people on Social Security SSI, Title 16 are qualified for that if they have income levels that are extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
And Social Security doesn't enter into that, so veterans' disabilities, those types of things don't matter. But that credit could be up to $502 a year, and a lot of people miss out on that because they have never heard of it. And we have the property tax credit forms for the renters. Because a portion of the rent that you pay, there's a number in their calculation that has to do with the property taxes paid on that property. It doesn't affect the homeowner, but it does definitely benefit the renter to take that credit. Mm-hmm. And we have those forms readily available for them if they want to stop in and pick them up. And we'll discuss with them on how they qualify. And that, too, could be up to $502.
Wow. And there are special credits available, I assume, for low-income renters and low-income people?
There are. And we want to make sure that those people who are 65 and older are on Title 16 can come in and get those forms, get them filled out ahead of time by their landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be glad to electronically file that return and get the money deposited within usually about 3 days.
Now, with your experience working for the Internal Revenue Service, how do you react when you hear people say, we need a flat tax?
Flat tax would be great for some people, maybe. The more affluent would like that. But the low-income people being stuck with a tax rate that they don't even have to pay now is not something that's very exciting to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't particularly care for it. And more than 50% of our working community and retired community fall into that category.
Mm-hmm. And Louise, how do you feel when you hear people talk about their offshore tax shelters and things like this? What I think of when I hear that is here is somebody who is sheltering tax money that should be going to schools, police, fire, roads, bridges, things like this. Tell me how you feel when you hear that.
Well, I don't think we see a lot of people that do that, or maybe we don't find out, because if it would be part of their brokerage statement, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the reasons that we require all pages of the brokerage statement, because it's in there.
It's in there. Yeah.
And other than that, I'm not super aware of somebody that's like a regular resident of this area having us do a tax return, and then they have a lot of money offshore. not claiming.
Unless they've really hidden it well, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they pay some specialists, I'm sure, to keep that quiet. So let me ask you this. What is the impact or benefit on the community of those refunds that you're very happy to write?
Currently, when we've done these over the past, say, 10 years, mm-hmm. I kept track of what we've been doing, and we average between $6 and $8 million just in the Quad City area. So
wow.
That's a substantial amount of money that goes back into the community that they can actually utilize on their own without paying out to have their taxes done, which is why the IRS and AARP set up the program so that people had that money to spend on their own needs. And there's mm-hmm. plenty of people out there to support the paid preparers.
Yeah.
So they're not getting shortchanged by us at all.
Yeah, and I assume the business community has their own tax preparers too,
correct.
Of course.
Yes.
In fact, we're going to have one on the show Thursday. Our CPA buddy, David Snyder, will be here. So, and I have mentioned David Snyder before when I interviewed him, that he does forensic accounting for businesses. And when you look at a tax return, are there certain things you see in the papers they're filing that make you want to look a little bit deeper, like, what are we dealing with here?
Oh, sure. Like, you know, when you do a lot of returns, you know, some things, the differences sort of stick out or it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're sitting down with a client to do their tax returns, do you have access to their previous returns?
If they came to us.
Yeah, if they came to us, and then a lot of times we ask people to bring their prior year. And then if it's something that, like, they've been with us, we can actually look back 2 or 3 years in our mm-hmm. system. But a lot of people bring their last year's return, which is helpful for us, especially if we're gathering something up and we did their return, it shows on the software and we might have, it looks like something's missing.
Or it seems like your totals have been a lot different from mm-hmm. year to year. That can alert the IRS to an audit, can't it?
It does.
What are the best ways to avoid an audit? Just be transparent?
If you're transparent, you don't have anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come to us, our interview process is pretty in-depth. And if people don't want to answer some questions, that gives us pause.
And
they have to agree to understand that we are preparing the return with the information they provide. We don't have anything to do with the final result.
Yeah.
Anybody who falsifies a tax return, it won't be us because we don't live with them. So we don't really know what's going on in their household. We have to go with their word. But the interview process sometimes leads us in the direction that, you know, this one we don't want to do.
And that's where you sometimes play detective, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, we really thank you for coming in and spending all this time to educate our listeners and me about income taxes, both state and federal. Tell us one more time how people can learn more about AARP tax aid, both in the Prescott area and in Chino come February 5th.
They can contact us at the Gateway site at 928-277-1560. We'll provide them all the information. They need to pick up forms ahead of time. Mm-hmm. We have those all ready for them at the front, and we'll be glad to hand them out.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to Janelle Rydell and Louise Weeks on behalf of AARP Tax Aid. We thank you for all the help you provided. Stay tuned because I'm going to have some final thoughts. And speaking of AARP, their current magazine for this month lists 2019's top movies for grown-ups and their suggested award winners in those categories. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Life moves fast. Keep up with high-speed internet from Sparklight. For a limited time, get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Get free installation and add unlimited data. Call Sparklight at 877-687-1427. Start enjoying reliable streaming and faster downloads for just $45 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 or visit sparklight.com/offers for details. Offer ends December 31st, 2019. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, we just got done talking, of course, to the AARP tax aid folks. And now, from the AARP December and January magazine, we have their nominees for 2019's Top Movies for Grown-Ups. These are their annual film award nominations for Best Picture. They have 8 nominees. They are The Irishman. That's a Martin Scorsese's fact-based epic with an 83-year-old hitman recalling killing his Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa, portrayed by Al Pacino for his mafia boss Joe Pesci. Imagine that. Martin Scorsese directing, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Ray Romano all in the same movie. Then you have Bombshell with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman. You have The Farewell, about the grandmother-granddaughter story based in China, about the grandmother who is terminally ill. The whole family comes to celebrate her, and she's the only one who doesn't know that she's dying. Then you have Marriage Story with Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver. They will both be up for Best Actor and Actress nominations. That is unfortunately a Netflix release, which has not yet played movie theaters. Hopefully it will before too long. The Two Popes with Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce as Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, kind of a dramedy buddy comedy. And then you have A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Tom Hanks aces the role of Fred Rogers in a movie that will really warm even the hardest of hearts, thanks to the cynical journalist who tries to bring him down, ends up coming over to his side. Then you have Little Women, a very fresh update of the Louisa May Alcott classic, though it is a bit unusual that the four sisters are portrayed in this American classic by four non-American actresses, which I thought was a little weird. Then you have my favorite film of the year, barely, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt just knocking it out of the ballpark. And the reader's choice for AARP's top movies were A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Bombshell, Downton Abbey, The Irishman, Joker, which I thought was brilliant, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Two Popes, and Richard Jewell, another very good film, directed by 89-year-old Clint Eastwood. And once again, it's a good one. Best Actor, according to AARP's Movies for Grownups. Five nominees here. Antonio Banderas portraying Pedro Almodovar in Pain and Glory. Robert De Niro for The Irishman. Eddie Murphy for the Netflix release, Dolomite Is My Name, Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes, and Adam Sandler. Yes, Adam Sandler for Uncut Gems. Now, before you laugh, I saw Uncut Gems last week. It's a terrific movie. It really is. And Adam Sandler is phenomenal. He really is. It's a good movie. It's very, very intense. There's about 150 profanities in it. So if you're going to see it, be prepared for that. But that's the kind of life his character leads. He's always on the lookout for the next score or the next gambling addiction. And boy, he's got them all, I'll tell you. For Best Actress, Isabelle Huppert for Frankie. Helen Mirren, who is wonderful in The Good Liar. Julianne Moore for Gloria Bell. Alfre Woodard for Clemency. That'll be opening here very shortly. And Renee Zellweger knocking it out of the park as Judy Garland in Judy. For Best Supporting Actor, Jamie Foxx for Just Mercy. Tom Hanks in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes. Al Pacino, The Irishman. Brad Pitt, my pick to win for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Best Supporting Actress, Laura Dern for Marriage Story. She was also very good in Little Women. Nicole Kidman for Bombshell. Jennifer Lopez for Hustlers. Maggie Smith for Downton Abbey. And Xuzhen Zhao, the Chinese actress, for The Farewell. That's your look at 2019's top movies for grown-ups, courtesy of AARP, the magazine. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Followed at 4 o'clock by Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Then join me back here tomorrow for the final Q&A of the year with a guest everyone loves, Brad Newman. He runs Yavapai Exceptional Industries and does a lot of singing gigs around town. He'll bring his guitar tomorrow. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.